How's it going, everyone? Tom here from The Complete Dad with Monday Meditations. I trust you guys had an excellent weekend and that you have put a bit of thought, a bit of reflecting into how you can improve this week, possibly build on the successes you had, and start working on those areas that maybe need a little bit of work, a little bit of effort, a little bit of attention that we maybe haven't been paying as much attention to. As we talked about before, work on those core values. I think it's so essential to realize what we truly value in life to give us that direction to create meaning in life. Work on your vision for your life, where you're going, so that what you're doing in the present kind of feeds into that vision of the future. And then as we are doing in the Complete Dad Network and our Foundation Builders course, is start looking into your past and into the events and experiences that you've had, the emotions, the thoughts, at that obsolete programming, those things that we've led to, you know, led ourselves and other people have led us to believe about ourselves, those self-defeating beliefs, those scripts that we've been either consciously or unconsciously telling ourselves year after year after year, that are actually mostly found when you do the digging, you mostly find that they were as a result of what we experienced a lot in our childhood, our teenage years, and as young men, and then basically got reinforced by other events and experiences that we've had. And when you start to do that work, you start to actually realize that a lot of the struggles that we face within ourselves and our emotions and our thoughts, you know, in the present moment, are a result of the roots that are in the past. And if that analogy of a tree can work, you know, they're the roots, and the branches and the leaves that we see at the moment and the fruits are a result of those roots. And so we can keep dealing with the appearance of what we see above ground, and we can keep on dealing with what we see and experience in the moment and thinking that that is the problem, or we can start digging a bit deeper into those roots and start identifying what are the experiences, what are the words that people have said to us, what are the thoughts and emotions that we've had from the past, and, you know, the wounds that we've experienced as young men and as children that have now led us to those issues that we have, or our inability to deal with circumstances and challenges that are thrown at us as strong, capable, and honorable men. And I know that you're along with me, or you're with me on this, that we really want to be those men that are able to show up in our families and do so without those egotistical motivations, or without that sense of self-preservation or self-defense mechanisms. You know, when you get into these later years of childhood and your kids become teenagers or preteens, it's challenging. You know, they start to challenge you. And if you haven't developed that positive self-concept and that self-esteem and that strength of character within yourself to be able to stand on your own two feet no matter what your kids throw at you, then you aren't able to deal with them in a way that benefits them, and are able to kind of rise above, as we've spoken to about it before, and survey the landscape and be able to communicate with our kids in a way where we look at their feelings, where we look at their needs, and start to be more empathetic and then more intentional in our dealings with them. And so I really encourage you guys to do the work on your own. And if you want to do the work with us, come and join us at the Complete Dad Network for the Foundation Builders course, and just the community. The discussions we have in there are incredible, and being able to have these discussions with other men is really powerful. That can kind of, we can bounce ideas off, who can ask those questions as we do in the group, that can really start opening us up. And that's what we need to do as men. You know, we carry around armor on us very often, and sometimes we don't want to set down our defenses because it, you know, it makes us vulnerable, and it is a bit scary. But once you start to be vulnerable and you start to, you know, lay down your weapons and, as I say, peel back the layers, the tough layers on the outside, you start to see that within yourself there's a lot that's happening. And, you know, you can be bulletproof but still be rotting from the inside from cancer. And at the end of the day, if that is the case, then you want to root out that cancer. You want to find those things that are tainting your days. And at the end of the day, we want to find peace. We want to find contentment and be that rock that our family can depend on. And today I just wanted to talk about an aspect of that, and how we evaluate ourselves. You know, a lot of the way we've evaluated ourselves on our performance throughout our lives, we kind of use the terms good, bad, wrong, good. And using those words automatically has a negative context and leads us to believe those negative things about ourselves. And instead of that, we need to realize that there's no good and there's no bad about what we're doing. At the end of the day, especially if you're on this path and you are trying and you are intentional about becoming the man that you want to be, to beat ourselves up about doing bad things and doing wrong things is hardly going to motivate us and give us the energy and that inspiration to really go on to be men that really believe about ourselves, to be men who can kind of imagine that vision for ourselves and really believe that we can achieve that. You know, if we've got this negative self-concept, we can set all these goals and grand visions of grandeur, but if we actually don't believe those things about ourselves and we don't go to the roots and rip that out, it's really hard. So what I've started to realize is that there's no need for guilt and shame, and there's no need to evaluate ourselves as good as bad. You know, we need to just identify our needs. What is happening when we are doing things that we are disappointed is that we're actually doing things that are not really meeting our needs. We're doing things that are not meeting those real things within us that are satisfying us and that we know that we are searching for. And unfortunately, us as people, we follow our wants a lot. So we do a lot of things that are in the moment feeling good, that in the moment numb the pain, that in the moment take our attention off how we're feeling inside. And then after we've done them, so for instance, if you're trying to lose weight and then you go off the wagon and start eating unhealthily, or you've tried to smoke but then you have a smoke, or you've been trying to quit drinking and then you have a drink, you start feeling bad about it, you feel the guilt, you feel the shame, because you've actually satisfied a want. And all that you have to do is identify that rather as a need that's going unmet, because what you need to do is to decipher what it is that your needs are. That's our greatest need, is to actually find what is it that I really need and start to plan our life around that. And when you start doing that, it kind of changes it from this negative perspective of, oh, I've done something wrong, into no, I've just not met my needs. And what I need to do is I need to sit down and I need to start being intentional about how I need to meet my needs. So for me, I realized even today, in this morning, I thought to myself, you know, what behaviors do I need to change in order to meet my needs? Not what behaviors do I have to change and what behaviors should I change and what should I have done? But no, what are the behaviors that I can change, that I have the opportunity of changing to start meeting those long-term needs, to meeting those needs of me as a person? And that once again takes that insight into knowing who you are as a person. For instance, I thought I was very extroverted for most of my life, and I thought I showed up in that way. I thought that I got my energy from being around people a lot of the times and being in large groups. And so I'd often enjoy going to these things and find myself exhausted after that, because a little bit of my ego enjoyed being invited to these kind of things and thought that that was what I needed. Once I started to find out that I actually get rejuvenated and reinvigorated by being alone and spending time with a book or time in the forest, I started to put that in place in my life more, and I started to do less of those things that the momentary want kind of drove me to. So in the moment, I was always like, okay, I want to go sit in the staff room and hang around people and be part of something. You know, I don't have the fear of missing out. And then I started to understand that, well, that's not actually suiting what I want. And instead of feeling bad about myself and, oh, you know, you're just a people pleaser and you just want to do this, I thought, no, like, what do I need? And so for me, I realized I need to be calm and a loving father. I need to be organized and prepared. I need time alone. I need exercise. I need to be healthy. I need authentic connection with those close to me and not shallow and superficial connection with a whole bunch of people. You know, I need to perform well at my job. I need to do meaningful work. You know, it's very important to understand that that's a need, and that often sometimes the wants get in the way of doing purposeful work, like the work that I'm doing now. You know, the want to just basically sit down and do nothing or watch something on TV instead of doing the work to work towards the complete dad and to helping other men, you know, that's going to ruin it. So what do I need? I need that meaningful work. I need to handle my fear and love more. So when I don't succeed in behaving in a manner that meets those needs, that is what it is. There's no need to feel wrong or bad about it or guilty. I just recalibrate, reset my sights on what truly matters and what I truly need, and you know, and try to be my best tomorrow, you know, and repeat. So every day, repeat that. Try and do better. Wake up every morning without guilt, without shame, to go, okay, as I said at the beginning about how we journal, you know, every morning and night is to kind of take stock and say, okay, these were the wins, these were the losses, these are the things I can improve. And with that excitement and that enthusiasm for the next day, just being better and just meeting my needs further. And as I do that, like step by step, I start to realize that less wants are being fulfilled, like my cell phone. You know, there's a part of me when I'm bored, I just wants to reach my cell phone. I set myself the goal of spending 30 minutes or less on my cell phone each day, because I just realized that my cell phone was, in the long run, was not giving me peace. It's actually scientifically proven, if you read any articles about the dopamine effect and that cycle of how we just keep feeding that, but it actually ends up making us feel worse about ourselves. I started to meet that need now. And after 2 weeks of doing that, I'm feeling calmer and more peaceful and more satisfied, more connected with my family, doing more things. The phone is put aside, reading more books, and kind of feeding into the needs that I've recognized. And so then I have this freedom, you know, and excitement in working to meet my own needs while also doing so for those I love. And I want to end off with that part is that, guys, when your own needs aren't met, and now I'm talking about the deep, genuine needs, not the wants as I've been talking about. So not those selfish wants where we put ourselves above other people, above our families with our selfish wants and these kind of things. I'm talking about the deep needs that you as men and all of us have to work towards meeting our own needs. We have to practice empathy with ourselves. We have to practice compassion with ourselves. And it's hard sometimes because we're really tough on ourselves. When we look at our child and they have needs that need to be met, we will do our best to meet their needs. But how often do we do that for ourselves? And if you can look at, that's why looking into yourself or looking at yourself as a child once again, connecting with that little boy that you once were, and understand that a lot of that boy's needs weren't met, and that it's up to you as the grown version of yourself to take that boy in your arms, tell him he's good enough, and show him that a lot of the things that he thought about himself are not true. And then endeavor with all your strength and your attention to meet those needs and take the time. Because guys, if we don't meet our own needs and we don't have empathy for ourselves, it's like the cliche, if you don't love yourself, you can't love anybody else truly. And it's really true. It's really true. That's what I've come to experience. And the more that I start to meet my own needs and love myself, the more I'm able to love my family, love my wife, love my coworkers, and serve other people. And I think sometimes we get that wrong. We start to think we need to serve other people all the time, and we end up empty and in the end frustrated because we don't actually even meet that expectation of how we should serve other people. So guys, stop labeling yourself as bad or wrong when you do these things. Just label those activities and behaviors as not meeting your needs, and then identify what actions and behaviors you can replace them with to meet those needs that are still there, that you still have, and be willing to admit that we have needs. Sometimes I want to, you know, be the strong man that has no needs and say, I don't need anything, I'm fine by myself. But if I do that, I rob myself of the opportunity of really doing that inner work where I can start to, I would say, revive like that part of myself, so that I have this life within me to be the real version of myself, to live the only life that I'm able to live. I'm the only one that's able to live this. I don't have to meet other people's expectations. I don't have to be like someone else. I don't have to look for approval in other people. The person's opinion that is most important is mine. And when I have self-respect for myself and I honor my promises to myself and I start meeting my own needs, then I'm going to be valuable and unstoppable in helping other people. So I hope that makes sense, guys. A little bit of my thoughts and my meditations on this Monday. Hope you guys are doing well. As I said, if you want to join us and start having these conversations as well, you can see that as I go along, I'm learning as well. And that's what the group is like. Everybody learns there, everybody grows, and everybody contributes. And yeah, so join us there at the Complete Dad Network on Mighty Networks. Check us out on Instagram at the Complete Dad, and there you can find the link to the group in the bio. And otherwise, just keep on working to be the complete dad. Don't neglect any part of yourself, the physical, the emotional, and the mental. So until next time, guys. So what's your next move, guys? Have an awesome week.